Blog Talk Radio.
To 10 p.m. No overtime. That's it, kiddies.
Address, 2800 Campbellton Road, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30311. Put it in your GPS. Tables and VIP, $350. Limited tables, VIP section tables, and extra gifts and food on tables. Regular tables, $250. All tables, food, champagne, and snacks. Grand prizes include the ultimate performer, $1,000, one person per house. Grand prize over to All Runway, $1,000, Met Gala, high fashion couture look. Grand prize with Queen's face. When they look at your Carter, it spells face. That's how lovely you are.
It's a radio show.
The Icon Ball, Labor Day weekend, September 3rd. 2017, presented by the icons Andre Mizrahi and R.R. Chanel. Are you ready? See you then.
We are live, you guys, and I'm live tonight in conversations with Vicky, you guys. I'm live in Brooklyn. I was a groomsman today at Georgie's wedding. Yeah, the wedding today, I'm live at the wedding. Everybody's here. Everybody that's somebody's at the wedding. And it's amazing tonight. I'm sitting here on the rooftop enjoying. I couldn't really, it's a lot going on out here. But a job is a job. I got to do a job. Shout out to Kelly. For giving me this platform to do this show. Georgie is going to call in with his husband tonight. He's a married man. He was a Mizrahi. He used to work Twitch, you guys. I don't think he's a Mizrahi anymore these days, but we're going to find all that out in a second. The wedding was amazing. I want to shout out to Tashawn. He was in the place. It was a lot of motherfuckers in the building tonight at this wedding tonight. I want to give a shout out to Tripp tonight. He's a socialite from New York City. I want to give a shout-out to Icy. I want to give a shout-out to all the groomsmen. I was a groomsman, Daddy Khan. I want to give a shout-out to Carlos Mizrahi. I want to give a shout-out to Perry Ebony. I mean, it was so many people like going on. My voice is kind of hoarse tonight, you guys. I'm sitting here overlooking the city, and I'm hoarse. But I'm still going to give you a fucking show because I'm Vicky. I'm Vicky, and that's what I have to give you. George Meza, if you're on the line, press 1 so we can talk about this wedding.
Yo, you still fucking shit up. That's what I'm talking about. Fucking money.
George? Six 646-330, you're live on the air.
Hey, this is Georgie.
Is this Georgie?
Yes, this is.
Hi, Georgie. I'm actually here, Georgie, at Triple Z Live tonight at your wedding, Georgie. This is the first. I mean, this wedding was big in Brooklyn, Georgie. Are you sure tonight?
It definitely was. I'm sitting here with my child, which is wilding out, beating up everybody at my wedding. I'm sitting here looking at all of the gifts that I got today from all of my, my friends and family and individuals in the scene that have decided to bless me with, their presence and presence. So I'm ecstatic right now. I'm extremely happy.
Oh, my God. I mean, it was amazing today, Georgie. I mean, was you expecting... I mean, how did you feel, first of all, having a gay wedding in Brooklyn? Did you feel any way of, like, the straight community being there, looking at the kids? And, like, did you have any, like, did you feel any way?
My thing is, I grew up in a church community, and, like, I was a Christian, a Baptist Christian, and they really looked down on this particular scene, and they felt like this was a particular sin, but... they always said that, God made all his children and he made no mistakes. So I'm just like, you know, if you guys can say that, then I definitely can't be mistaken. So, you know, I particularly stepped away from this particular scene of that particular scene of the church. But I still, you know, believe in what I believe in. And, you know, I decided to have a wedding outside of the church. And I definitely, you know, just wanted to invite the people. You know, I have my beliefs and everybody have their own beliefs, but I just wanted everything to be pretty much open and invite everybody that has whatever beliefs they have to just come and celebrate my particular situation that I had going on. And it was a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous turnout between, you know, the people just crossing by and just coming through it, as well as the people that were just invited, that came to show love, and it was just so much love being shown me and my fiance, and, well, my husband now, and all of the things that, you know, we had to offer. And I just, you know, I was just overwhelmed with so much happiness and, you know, praise from, you know, tons of my friends and family members, you know, acceptance of our particular, you know, situation. You know, we are a biracial gay couple, and, you know,
I know we're going to get to that, Georgie. First of all, wait, we have a caller. Wait, Georgie, hold that thought, because I got to ask some questions. Caller 980277, you're live on Conversations with Vicky. 980-227. Yeah, just, you're on the, you're live, 980-227.
Girl, Vicky, this is me. Hey,
this
Georgie.
Is Johnny. Okay, Johnny.
Georgie, my everything was just so late. I got here late, but I'm so happy for you that you've gotten married. It's such a dope thing, and, you know, you're very much so an inspiration to us all. I'm sorry I missed the festivities. I really wanted to be there, but some unfortunate event had, you know, came up, so I was kind of gagging.
I appreciate the love so much. Thank you so much.
Let me ask you, George.
It's not too late for you to come and, you know, hang out with the groom and the groom.
Yeah, everybody's out here. Yeah, yeah. Are you in New York City?
Still here.
Are you in New York City?
Yes, we're both in,
huh,
New York City for time being.
No, I said, is Johnny in New York City? Are you in New York City?
Yeah, girl, I got here.
Okay.
I'm 7 o'clock.
Okay, so make your way to Brooklyn. Everybody's here. But, George, let's get back to you and the wedding and Peter. First of all, let's talk about, Yanni, and you could dodge in at any time if you have any questions for Georgie and Peter. The wedding of, this is the wedding of the year, I feel like. Georgie, did you ever in your mind think, like, did you ever think, Georgie, that you would get married? Like, did you ever think, you know, this is what I really, really want to do, and I'm going to do it?
All my life.
It would be with somebody.
All my life, I said, I really have to live the all-American dream about getting married, you know, having children, and, you know, moving on with a really successful career as part of my goals in life. I just felt like, you know, just like any other girl, I wanted to be loved. I wanted to be accepted within my community, and I would have did. Thank you. I wanted to be accepted, you know, by everybody, and, you know, I went, you know, I jumped hoops to make sure that, you know, that would definitely happen because of the fact that, you know, I should be accepted in my community by everything and everyone. So,
Georgie, when people,
you know,
ask you about, let me ask you this question. When people talk about the biracial thing, how do you take to that?
You know, love is love. I've always had a thing for white guys. You know, I love Caucasian guys. Just because they have a, you know, we share a different outlook on, you know, life in general. And, you know, my fiance has to, well, my husband now, he's had to, you know, endear some things that a black guy has to endear with, you know, the court system and, you know, just the situations that black people have to deal with. And he's been, you know, firsthand to experience those things, and I've been able to experience things that he experiences as a Caucasian. And I just love the fact that we both have things to learn from each other. You know what I'm saying? And I love the fact that we can do that together. And I'm learning from it. It's pretty much a learning experience, as well as you know, a time that we spend with each other to enjoy these particular things. So
let me ask you this, George, real quick. I didn't ask you this. I didn't know what to call you earlier, George, but Ms. Rahi, let's take it to the scene real quick, the ballroom scene. Are you not a Ms. Rahi no more? You don't go by that last name anymore?
I mean, I love my Ms. Rahi family to death, but I mean, I feel like it's me not being able to withhold my responsibilities on the ballroom floor that, you know, I can't hold on to that name because, you know, there's other people that need to, you know, be there in the places that I could have taken to, you know, establish their ballroom situation. But I'm in a place in my life where I'm growing as a man, and I have, you know, I have a daughter, 4-year-old daughter. I'm in a relationship. I have a career goal, and I don't really have time to actually step out and do the things that you're supposed to do in the ballroom scene and be as, you know, be as supportive to my ballroom family as I should be. But, you know, I'm a miserable life, you know, through it all. There's no other house that, you know, when I stepped down into the Mizrahi life, like 2005 or 2000, whenever it was, you know, it's been about 10 years. I was dedicated, and that was the only house that I wanted to be a part of. But the fact that I can't, you know, I don't have time. Dedicate myself to this situation. I can't, you know, say that I'm, you know, part of that, but I'm definitely 120% an M4L in life. Y'all better watch my child on that balcony.
Yes. Yanni, do you have any questions for Georgia tonight? To go home? There's a lot going on here tonight. I might have to, the show is going to be cut tonight due to Georgie's wedding. It's all about Georgie tonight. Yanni?
No, she might not be on the
Everybody's phone. Here. They're bothering me. Trying to get,
yes.
You know. No, you don't have to bother me. They just, you know, they're at me. Everybody's at me. They're walking
so,
in.
Let me ask, yes, everybody,
yeah,
let me ask
I'm
you
here.
A question, George. How does it feel to be an older stepfather to Peter Kidd? How does that work?
To be an older stepfather to who?
The kids of Peter, how does that work? And I want to give a shout out to Peter.
They love me as like brothers and sisters, and we're just not going to look at each other as anything different than, you know, brothers and sisters. I mean, regardless of the fact that, you know, my husband has been in the whole, you know, he had a whole wife and kids before he dealt with me. But, you know, at the moment in time, you know, life changed. Things changes, you know. People's loves, you know, changes their lives. And his life has changed a long time ago before me. So I know he dealt with those demons at the particular time. And, you know, I'm all here for a whole another reason. You know what I'm saying? He has whatever he has with his life, and he's going to enjoy me for what I have to offer.
Correct. Okay. George, what advice can you give some people out there listening that want to get married, that want to get in a relationship, that want to find love?
You know what I'm saying? If you find
like love pets,
if you find somebody that's serious about exactly what you feel in life and, you know, is going to sit and push you to all the things that you would ever dream and ever, you know, believe of living as an individual, you know, you take that, you have a real special part in your life for that individual. You know what I'm saying? And Peter has been there for me for anything and everything that I decided to do with myself. And I appreciated him, you know. I mean, I was a real wild cat as a young cat dealing with, you know, all the things that you have to deal with as far as coming out of the closet and, you know, women in the escort business and doing all types of things that, you know, young homosexual male black individuals do in their lifetimes. And, you know, Peter showed me a better life. You get what I'm saying? I always, you know, had a job and a working kind of guy, but at the same time, he showed me how to excel on a professional note before, you know, just being a ratchet old best side nigga from the hood. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we have a lot of things to learn from each other in this particular lifestyle that I'm living. And
I was about to ask you, how does he adapt to your lifestyle and, you know, you and, you know, your friends and your people and vice versa? How do you adapt to his profession and
Peter,
things like that? How does
Peter's
it work?
A very, you know, I've always been a professional when it came to business of any sort. You know, I'm really good with speaking to individuals that are of specific stature. And, you know, he's just been okay with him being himself 120%, and he accepts me from who person that I am 120% of the time. And, you know, we kind of feed off each other at these particular, you know, instances where we have to deal with when our people have to collide with each other and we have to deal with each other, because every person is a person, a human being at the end of the day. And, you know, we're just human. You know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody's doing whatever or dealing with everything they're dealing with. And, you know, we just have to build upon that. It's all about networking. It's all about, you know, learning from every other people's experiences and, you know, making connections. And I've made tons of connections, and he's definitely made tons of connections in my, you know, my world with my people.
So let me ask you this, George, when people, okay, you know, I wouldn't be me, you know, if the streets don't talk, George. So how do you feel about somebody saying about, oh, you're dating an older guy? How do you feel about that? Somebody older than you, George, with the people, what
well,
would you play that
just
out for
more,
people who got so much to say about that?
I really, you know, those are the insecurities of the individuals that are speaking it. I have no insecurities. I definitely don't have to answer to the insecurities of other individuals. I'm secure with what I'm dealing with in my life. You get what I'm saying? I'm dealing with an older
mm-hmm.
individual because I've dated younger guys in my life, and they're not even secure with the things that they're going through. I mean, they're not secure with the things that they're going through within life. And I'm happy with what I'm going through. With all I need is a person that's independent and very supportive with the things that I have to deal with in my life. You know, a lot of guys that I've dealt with, they've always been, you know, doing their own thing, and they're criticizing or critiquing things that I'm doing. And I don't need critiques. I don't need criticism unless it's positive criticism or anything of that nature. But, you know, I take positive criticism. But at the same time, people, you know, people are just going to be people and attacking you to make themselves look good. And I'm above all of that. You get what I'm saying? I'm happy
mm-hmm.
with the fact that I found an individual that has no looks on, and nobody else here can tell him anything about the person that he is, because he built that person that he is from the ground up. And that's all I want to do, is build myself from the ground up. And you either like me or you don't like me, and that's it. I don't have to deal with the individuals that don't like me. So anything that has anything negative to say about me, they don't exist in my life. You know what I'm saying? They're just like the average person that's just walking down the street. I want to move and live above my age bracket, my, you know, the people that value me in my society. I want to live beyond all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be the next bigger and better person. I'm not trying to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Let
not
me
trying
ask you
to.
Question, George, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Let me ask you that. With
the next
husband.
5 years, I feel myself, I want to own some property in New York City. I actually want to have my company off the ground, which is like taking people that are in, you know, what is it called? People that are in probationary situations and parole situations that can't get particular jobs. I want them to work for my company. I want to have a company that really reaches out to the people that are paroled that can't get those particular jobs. So I need them to be in my company. I want to hire them in my company and be able to make them, you know, the best kind of individual. You know, I don't want them to be able to be looked down upon and put in these particular situations where they can't make as much money as they should be able to make.
Okay. George, let me ask you this question. This is on everybody's mind, I'm hearing. Is what they're putting up for us.
I mean, this my marriage wasn't about money or anything involved of that sort. I've been making money for years and taking care of myself and hustling and making myself an individual. His his finances are his finances and my finances are my finances. So why would there definitely, why would there ever be?
I'm saying, but you know, when you do a marriage, George, when you, all these people like, you know, celebrities or regular people, you know, anybody can put a prenuptial or have some type of agreement or whatever. So, you know, people talk the streets talk, you know, it wouldn't be me. You're a personal friend of mine.
I support him.
That happens still. You're a personal friend of mine, George. There's still a job to do. So people want to know. The questions are coming in.
I support him.
Was Georgie had a prenup? That's what everybody wants to know.
Everybody in the world should have a supportive individual in their life. And I support him in all of his goals and achievements. And he supports me in all of my goals and achievements. And there's nothing in the world that can, you know, stop us. You know, we're building a brand on each other. And when you,
oh my God, that's amazing, George.
Connection, when you make a connection with a person, I feel like it's nothing else in the world that matters but making him happy and making yourself happy. He makes me happy, I make him happy, and we're both building on each other. When he accepted his jobs for what he accepted his jobs for, I was there to push him and tell him, you know, these are what you need to look for. And when I'm looking for my, my child is sitting here next to me, forgive me. But he was very supportive, and I was very supportive in his, you know, dreams and endeavors, and I'm very supportive in his dreams and endeavors. So we're both, you know, very supportive in each other's dreams and endeavors.
That's perfect. That's the perfect, like, the way. So, George, let's talk about honeymoons. I mean, let's talk about that. Do you have any big vacation plan going on? First of all, it was a marvel. If you ate Trump to his wedding today in Brooklyn, you missed out. It was amazing. George, your whole look was amazing. Peter look was amazing. Everybody who was involved looked amazing, including me, you guys. Oh, I caught the bouquet, everyone.
My best really caught the bouquet. And I felt like it was his night. So it's just like, Vicky, there's someone out there that's looking for you,
oh my God,
that's waiting
I
for
hope
you
so, George.
To you know, pursue all your dreams and to support you pursuing all their dreams, as well as you helping them support all their dreams and beliefs upon this earth, you know, because you only get one life to live. And I just want to be the ultimate computer technician. That any people have been coming to me for help with their computers, and you know, I just want to build a company that helps
people.
Let's
talk about that real quick, George. Let's talk about your company so we can promote that. Give the people your information or contact, or you know, how they can, you know, you can they can get the computer fixed by George. Like, what's the contact information, and like, you know,
well,
speak that out for the people.
GT,
real quick.
gttech@gmail.com. That's my company. And, you know, we support anybody that needs any type of help with any type of computer situations, because a lot of people, they feel like they have viruses or the computers, they just need education on how to use computers correctly and put, you know, the right things out into the world with their computing. You know, a lot of people just not, they don't know what they're doing.
That's true. So is this something that you really want to, you want to have a business for this, Georgie, for the computer business? You want to have your own company?
I have a business. I want to have my company, and I want to hire the people from my community to be able to work in my company so they can excel and don't have to, you know, live on, you know, McDonald's wages and work in these fashion industries or just low income situations, you get what I'm saying? I make a lot of money doing what I do with computers. It didn't take me anything, you get what I'm saying? I do this information just of working with common sense, you get what I'm saying? And if you help people the way people, if you can listen to a person and their requests and what they want to go through or what they want to do with their computers, you'll be able to help them if you have the right backbone and the right skills being taught to you. And it's really ABCs. Like, if you know addition is the next step in multiplication and division, and it's all a symbiotic, you know, relationship. All of those particular things. Everybody knows how to add, subtract, and multiply, divide.
but I feel like everybody should be able to know how to use computers in that specific algorithm. They need this training. Not even if they don't know, they don't need training. They need to know the basics. And I feel like the basics are really skipped when it comes to, you know, certain things. And everybody just needs to be taught this.
Okay, George, we're going to, tonight it's getting festive at your place. We're going to end the show early tonight. You guys, conversation with Vicky, but I have to ask George, do you have any shout outs you want to give George, any advice you want to give, and what's going on in the future for George?
Remo got it.
Any shout outs you want to give George before we end it tonight?
Shout out to all the whole entire Dream Team and all of my homeboys. And shout out to my bestie Trip. Shout out to my bitch, Vicky Gotti. She really came through for me on my birthday and on my my wedding day, and all of my friends that I grew up with, and anybody that's ever, you know, all I do is spread love. You know, a lot of people might think of me every day as mean, a facetious person. I'm very, very uplifting, happy individual. You know, I stand
happy
strong for all things that, you know, we all should be treated equally. And it's a path, and you really got to fight for that particular equality. And if you don't fight for yourself, then who's going to fight for you? You know what I'm saying? I'm fighting for those individuals that don't have a thought that anybody is standing behind them, you know, with whatever they're dealing with. You get what I'm saying? There's different programs and things out there that can nurture you and make you a better person. But at the same time, your friends are there for you. You get what I'm saying? And a lot of people think, oh, your friends are just bullshit you about this. They definitely have lessons for you, but it feels in your character. You know, this particular scene has created the existence that I am, and I love the fact that everybody has all types of different interests, and they can all come together and, you know, make individuals that are happy for themselves and love themselves. Because when I came out, I didn't think there was anybody in this world like me. And when I came out of the closet to find out that there was hundreds and thousands of people out there that were dealing with the same instances that I was dealing with, coming out of the closet and being the person that they are, regardless of the fact that, you know, their families might have agreed on the things or the choices that they made in their lives, there's people out there that are supporting you. And I love that. You know what I'm saying? Vicky, I've known you since I was a young cat. You get what I'm saying? There's so many other young cats that can, you know, feed off of the things that we've been through and learn from the things that we've been through to make themselves better individuals today. And I love that. And I love this lifestyle. You know, this lifestyle is really an educational, you know, stamp in everybody's lives that are growing up homosexual in this particular lifestyle. And I just, all I say is just, you know, follow your dreams. You know, I've always felt myself, I wanted to get married, I wanted to be a happy individual, I wanted to have a family, and I didn't want anything to stand in my way of being the person that I wanted to be. And here I am, 30 years old, married, working in the career force, or the career field of my choice, and excelling. And I just feel like, you know, everybody's time will come with time. And all you got to do is just stick with whatever you are, whatever it is that you want to do. Just stick with it. People will support you, people will not support you. And, you know, that just shows you what to do with your life. You get what I'm saying? You're going to come through all types of trials and tribulations, but stay strong with yourself and stay strong in your situations, and you will succeed.
That's deep. I just want to say I had a marvelous time tonight. You guys, Georgie, thank you so much for calling and sharing your story. You're what? You're a married man now. Things change. You're a married man.
I'm off.
You didn't tell us.
I'm off the line.
Is there a honeymoon? Is there any dream place?
I think we're going
somewhere you want
to be. We're going to Maui for a week. And, you know, just relax. Peter wants to get into some sun. You know, I need to take him someplace and he wants to get into the sun. You know, I did all of
this
for him and his kids, and I wanted them to be able to accept me and understand that I'm just a regular individual. You know, if he was to marry a female, if he was to marry anybody, you know, it was just going to be somebody that's going to be supportive to him, and him being supportive to me, you know. I'm a family guy. I said, I really enjoy families and, you know, regular rituals and things that families and friends do to enjoy themselves. And you guys might be able to see. That's in the scene like I used to, but, you know, I'm making my business to step out and then, you know, see everybody every now and then.
Oh, that's good. Well, Georgie, I want to say I wish you the best. I wish you love and peace. I know many more. I know the vacation is going to be marvelous.
Thank you.
That was like the Brooklyn. That was Brooklyn. It was 2017. It was just like.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up from Brooklyn. I needed to get Brooklyn. I needed this with all my friends coming together and getting together to show Brooklyn like this is love.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And Brooklyn accepted me. I didn't think that negative about the situation. The precinct was like, yo, you sure you want to have your wedding here? I'm like, listen, I grew up around these individuals. I'm having my wedding. There's nothing that, you know, the people can do or say, take me out of it or scare me out of it. This is what I'm doing. And they supported me, you know. Tons of people came up to me and was like, yo, I'm going to be here. And I'm going to be here for you. Even people that, you know, weren't invited, they definitely came to show love. And I, you know, all I can do is smile and be appreciative. As far as my family, you know, me dating somebody outside of our race and, you know, someone of an older character, they were very, very supportive. And I'm like, you know, as long as you be yourself, your family has no choice but to love you for who you are. And that's all I say is be who you are. You ain't got to put on a facade for nobody to see yourself. I was 120% myself through all of my, you know, my lifetime. People that don't agree, fuck them or fuck them up. That's my motto. Get that bitch, touch that bitch out. But at the same time, you know, be a stern and strong. Hold up. Period.
Exactly. But thank you so much, Georgie, for calling and giving us your time tonight.
Absolutely. I love you, Vicky.
Thank you so much for having me. We're going to end this because it's all about Georgie, and it's a party going on, you guys, and I'm here. Reception is going down. If you in New York
anybody
want
to come through, I'm going to be up here until the sun comes up. 183 Compton Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11206. Bring your ass. Come celebrate with me. I'll be here all night.
Come celebrate. I'm sorry, you guys. No, we're not going to take no call. We're not going to take none of that because it's all about Georgie, and we partying here. And this is the husband. Love everybody. Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Are you ready? The Icon Ball. Labor Day weekend, September 3rd, 2017. From 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. No overtime. That's it, kiddies. Address, 2800 Campbellton Road, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30311. Put it in your GPS. Tables and VIP, $350. Limited tables, VIP section tables, and extra gifts and food on tables. Regular tables, $250. All tables, food, champagne, and snacks. Grand prizes include the ultimate performer, $1,000, one person per house. Grand prize, over to all runway, $1,000, Met Gala, hot fashion couture look. Grand prize, Butch Queen's face. When they look at your Carter, it spells face. That's how lovely you are. The Icon Ball, Labor Day weekend, September 3rd, 2017. Presented by the Icons, Andre Mizrahi and R.R. Chanel. Are you ready? See you then.